USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden continues to say he believes an invasion of Ukraine could happen within the next several days. And the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, agrees.
It includes a number of things in terms of moving closer to the border, dispersal of troops, increasing logistical capabilities. Again, all of the indicators continue to indicate that, you know, he will maintain the capability to launch an attack at most any time.
And in another attempt at diplomacy, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has been attending the Munich Security Conference, where she met with Ukraine's president. And from Capitol Hill, Representative Jim Hagedorn, a Minnesota Republican who's been battling kidney cancer, has passed away. He was 59. Last month, Hagedorn, who was fully vaccinated, had tested positive for COVID-19 and was hospitalized as a precaution since he was being treated for kidney cancer. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Girard, I'm here with George D., a longtime user of Revive One. George, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
I've had some plantar fasciitis on the bottoms of my feet that have been really hurting. There wasn't anything that could relieve them quickly except for the Revive. Yeah, I've tried all kinds of other products that have been available. Well, I just want to say, you know, with the Revive product, I can see almost an instantaneous improvement. It's a great product.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20.
The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
Former Brooklyn Center Police Officer Kim Potter has now been sentenced following her conviction in the death of Daunte Wright.
It is the sentence and judgment of this court that you shall be committed to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 24 months.
Judge Regina Chu handed down the sentence over the objection of prosecutors after the former officer apologized to the victim's family. Potter will serve 16 months in prison, followed by 8 months of supervised release. After 178,000 illegal immigrant encounters in the month of December, 46 House Republicans are calling on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign, citing a complete failure to lead the department, pointing to recent tensions with Border Patrol and the relentless crisis at the southern border. The letter, led by Representative Kevin Hearn of Oklahoma, points to Mayorkas' primary mission of the Department of Homeland Security to secure our nation from its many threats. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Normally, we'd be starting the countdown to the start of the Major League Baseball season with spring training being underway. However, it's not the case. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Burr.
I'm outside Camelback Ranch in Glendale, Arizona, where pitchers and catchers for both the Los Angeles Dodgers and Chicago White Sox would be loosening up and preparing for the upcoming season. Instead, because of the Major League Baseball strike, the parking lot is empty aside from me and a few other reporters. Major League Baseball and the Players Union negotiators are set to talk next week. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
With prices at the pump continuing to rise by more than 40% over the last 12 months, the Biden administration is now saying they're expected to rise again because of Russia's potential invasion of Ukraine. Speaking on Newsmax, Senate Minority Whip Republican John Thune says that President Joe Biden is responsible for those rising prices.
The first thing this president does when he comes to office is to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, a project that would allow us to get energy from a friendly neighbor, Canada, and transport it across the United States to make it available to where they need to help fill the gap in the supply out there for the demand that's out there.
Thune said the increase in prices mostly hurts low and middle income families, effectively giving them a $3,500 per year cost increase. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.